This episode is brought to you by Reese's Peanut Butter Cups. In breaking news, leading scientists worldwide are conducting experiments to determine if Reese's Peanut Butter Cups are the perfect combination of peanut butter and chocolate. However, it appears the study was inconclusive, as the scientists couldn't help but eat all the Reese's. Because when you want something sweet, you can't do better than Reese's. Find Reese's now at a store near you.
Hey guys, it's Emma.
And Maggie.
And welcome back to another episode of Love You Bye.
And we're so excited for today's guest on the show. She's an entrepreneur and a creator who has been really open online about her health journey, and she shares her wellness expertise and lifestyle changes with her followers. And I personally have been following her for a while. I'm very mindful of the content that I consume on TikTok, especially just because I feel like sometimes it can be like an overload with especially like health and wellness content. And I have loved her content ever since I started following her and found her. And we would like to welcome to the show, Claire Elizabeth.
Hi, thank you guys so much for having me. I'm so excited to be here.
We're so excited. And this is your first podcast.
This is my first podcast. I feel like I'm going to throw up. No, we're good. Honestly, I'm just excited to be able to talk and like kind of reach a new community and just get to, I followed you guys for so long as well. So it's nice to get to hang with you.
I know. I'm so excited. I feel like your content, it, like Emma and I are so into health and wellness, and I am like going through the process right now of like balancing my hormones. And I know you talk a lot about that. So it's going to be nice to have just like a conversation about all this. Like, I'm excited for all the topics that we're going to cover today.
Mm-hmm. Cool. Me too.
But before we get into the episode, we always start off with our peak in the pit of the week, which is just your highest and lowest point. So if you would like to start, since you're the guest, to share your peak and pit.
Okay, cool. My peak is one of my best friends from college. We lived in New York City together for a little while after. She came and visited on Monday. It was like the quickest 24 hours, but was so nice. I feel like since moving from New York City to LA, it's definitely been an adjustment leaving all of my best friends there. So just having her here with me for like 24 hours was amazing. And okay, my pit. I went to the Postal Service because I did my first giveaway like a month ago and I had to pick a winner. And there's something about the Postal Service where I swear they just emotionally berate you. Like, I go in there and it's like my cortisol is high. They're yelling at people to stay in line, to not cross. Like, I don't know. It's just something about that environment. And I truly don't know if that poor girl is going to get her box of goodies, because the person I was talking to, she was like, you have one more try to make this work. I was like, I'm so sorry. What am I doing wrong? It was an emotional roller coaster. So I'm going to say that was my pit, because I almost cried in a Postal Service this week.
Oh my gosh.
Oh my gosh. That's like one of the most stressful things, I swear. Like whenever I have to go there and like send anything out, I always have such bad anxiety because the people there are just so grumpy. Like they're always just like mean.
I think it's like a requirement to work at the Postal Service that you have to just be like hard-headed and tough and really mean.
Yeah. No, I agree. It's always there. And then the place where if you've ever gotten your car towed, like the people who work for the city.
Yep.
Like the people who give out the tickets, the people who tow the cars. It's like, I swear they have to have obviously like a maybe a requirement that they have to be just like straight face, no emotion.
Yep. No, I agree.
My peak this week is, okay, my dog Milo got a haircut today and he just looks so cute. And he always like gets in such a good mood like whenever he gets a haircut, because it must feel so good just like having like a lighter coat. And I don't know, he's just like the cutest and I'm so obsessed with him and I love him so much. So that is my peak. And my pit is that, oh my gosh, I've had so many issues with my car since I got it. And it's just like, I've never had issues, like my car, it's not nothing like mechanical. It's like things will
bad luck.
I feel like there's bad luck on my car. So my windshield cracked. I had like it completely shattered like 6 months into getting my car. And then there was this thing that happened where like these birds were like attacking my car because they could see their reflection in it and like completely scratching the whole side of it. There's just been things that have happened where I'll be like backing out of a spot and there will be something there that's just, yeah. So basically, when we were leaving your house the other night, Emma, you have like a rock next to your driveway. Yeah. And we were like backing out and Mac like didn't see the rock. And so we were like driving and then all of a sudden, like, the rock is like underneath my car, you know?
So that's, you know how that works.
Yeah. And so that's my pit, but like the front of it's just like the paint just came off and there's like a little hole, but it's just like, what the heck? Like, why does this keep happening to this car? Like, I just keep having issues with it. And I've said since I got it, like, I swear there's like bad luck. Like someone put like the evil eye on my car, you know? Like just like things, I know things keep happening and I'm just like, want to get rid of this car and get a new one, but because I'm like freaked out. But luckily nobody got hurt. It was just like, and it's something that obviously can be like fixed. It just is definitely annoying that things keep happening. So that's my pit.
Okay. My pit is that the other day, this was on like Sunday. I was like in the middle of like, we had, obviously Dick Chase, who's been on the podcast before, he was at our house dog sitting because we were in, Nashville this past weekend. And so Chase was at our house and I was just like trying to order the new iPhone, but also like there's like conversation going on and I'm like in and out of the conversation, but like trying to order my new phone at the same time. I ordered the phone to the wrong address and I ordered the wrong size phone.
No.
And then I because it was coming literally the next day. So I ordered a phone case for my phone, a phone case for Peyton, because he just got the new phone too. So I ordered two phone cases for us and then a wallet like back for his phone. And then I realized that I ordered it to the wrong address. So I'm like trying to call Verizon and they're like not answering because it's a Sunday. So I go to chat with them and I'm chatting with this person, which she was really nice. She was like, I thought it was a robot, but it ended up being a literal person. And she was like, oh my God, it's mine and my twin's birthday tomorrow. Like telling me about her life. Oh, and I was like getting into it. And then my address never got changed. So I'm like sat on the phone on like Monday for so long with people, like canceling the order, getting a new order. Our phone cases come. They're literally like the half the size of the phone. Like they're like the normal size phone cases, not like the Max. And then we put all of Peyton's cards into the wallet. And then we go to like, he goes to take one of his cards out and it's stuck because there's so many cards shoved into one little wallet. So like, I feel like so many things just went on with that, that I just like canceled my order for my new phone. And I just am not, I'm going to figure it out in like next week or something. So that was a lot. And then my peak is, yesterday my brother called me. I was like leaving a workout and my brother called me and he was like just in the city. And so, well, not in the city, he lives in the city, but he was like near me because I live outside the city. And so him and I got lunch and it was like, I don't know, it was so nice to just sit down and get lunch with him. I don't know, I feel like I never see him ever, especially like during the day. I feel like if anything, it's like I see him at night or I see him on the weekend, but like during a weekday, like it's a nice little break in work, just getting like lunch with him. And we went to this place and just got sandwiches and sat there and we split, did half and half and just talked and it was fun.
Oh, well, that's cute.
And I love him. He's so sweet.
I love that.
Yeah. Anyway.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Okay, so Claire, you have helped so many people on TikTok and Instagram by sharing what you've learned from experts about health and wellness and just living a clean and healthy lifestyle. And so what was your motivation that first inspired you to start like sharing and posting all of these tips online on TikTok?
Yeah, definitely. Well, I think just like a little bit of background too, I kind of got sick. I mean, it never really happens this way, but I felt like I got sick out of nowhere. I was thriving. I was in school. I went to school upstate New York, and then I moved to New York City and was working as a public equity analyst for a private bank. It was a stressful job, but also like my dream job, and just was living the New York City life. And honestly, it's weird. I do have this memory of talking to my parents being like, things are going really well. Like, life is fun. I remember I was definitely going out and partying, but I also prioritized health. I think I just grew up in a family that prioritized health. So I remember I was like meal prepping and bringing my meals to work, going to the gym before. Like, I remember I tried SLT Pilates and got hooked on that. And then slowly I started to experience symptoms, which is kind of how it always happens. But I think most people attribute some of these early onset symptoms to just like stress and the life and the world that we live in. So it started with just like digestive issues or acne. And I never like dealt with that bad of acne, hair loss, extreme fatigue, but really all things where I was like, okay, I just moved to New York City. I'm stressed. I work like a tough job. And then it just really kind of spiraled from there. And I ultimately had to like go on a few medical leaves. I had to move home. And yeah, I think it got really, really tough from there. And then it was like the whole process of working with all these doctors. And I think what kind of inspired me to start posting was I feel like one, my personality, what I did before this was I was a research analyst. So I'm just obsessed with research. And before that, I wanted to be a lawyer when I was at school. I'm obsessed with research. And I think it's just like how I work. And so when I got sick, there was no way that I was like taking a back seat. I was figuring out which doctors I was going to see. And I think another link to this is I feel really, really privileged with the doctors that I've been able to see because my dad is connected to people in the holistic health world that got me into a lot of doctors that don't see patients anymore. And so I think with that coupled with my like doing my own research, listening to podcasts, reading books, taking courses, just like learning what was wrong with my own body, I was like, okay, I've learned so much from just access to doctors that have taught me a ton after also going through the whole process of talking to so many doctors that didn't help me or just did not address what was actually going on. And I kind of realized that so many other people, specifically women, go through this journey as well, where they're just told that nothing's wrong. And so that coupled with just like me doing my own research and me being able to talk to doctors, I was like, okay, I'm gonna tell the world about this.
I love that. And it's amazing that you're able to take all of your experiences and share that with thousands and thousands of people who might not have the ability to go even see a doctor and have that like privilege like you did.
I agree. And I do. I think it's such a fine line because I'm not a doctor. You kind of said this at the beginning with TikTok, the information that's out there is wild. Like you can sometimes I think about it because I'm like, feel really fortunate that what I'm saying is getting out there, but I'm like, anyone can say anything nowadays. And so I do like, I think something that maybe differentiates me a little is the amount of research and studies that like I do before creating a post. I think that's something I'm proud of, just because you never know what you can find out there on the internet.
I know. I feel like there's so much, and it you can tell that you do so much research about everything you talk about, even the products that you share too, because you're not just like seeing something that's viral and then posting about it just because everyone else is. Like, you can tell how much research you do.
Hi guys, just taking a quick break from the show to hear from our sponsors today at Starbucks. Hear that? That's fall calling. And the pumpkin spice latte is back at Starbucks. From that first sweater to late autumn weather, it's all of fall in just one sip. There's nothing like fall in Boston. The leaves start to change colors, the weather cools down, and football season is right around the corner. But honestly, the biggest sign that autumn is here is being able to order a Starbucks pumpkin spice latte again. Just one sip and I immediately start thinking about apple orchards, pumpkin patches, and Halloween all at the same time. When the weather starts changing and fall is in the air, one of my favorite things to do is go out and grab a warm Starbucks drink in the morning and then go for a walk around my neighborhood or sip it throughout the day while I'm out running errands. And when a long day starts dragging on and I just feel like taking a midday nap, ordering a pumpkin spice latte is the perfect sweet afternoon pick-me-up to lift my spirits for the rest of the workday. It's time to sip that first taste of fall at Starbucks. And don't forget to order ahead on the Starbucks app. Now back to the show.
When you went to see all the doctors when you were feeling all those symptoms, what did they say to you? Like, what did you end up having?
Oh yeah, I guess I never even said what I was diagnosed with. So ultimately, I think with chronic illness, it's usually never just one thing. So mm-hmm. I was ultimately diagnosed with Lyme disease. What was it now? Maybe 3 years ago. But with that, it's typically coupled with a lot of other things that I was diagnosed with along the way, like gut dysbiosis, SIBO, like leaky gut, just kind of all those gut issues, I really think get kind of grouped into one. And then I was diagnosed with POTS, which is like a blood pressure disorder. When you go from sitting to standing, your blood pressure can change so rapidly that you become really faint. So I think that was kind of one of my first symptoms that got really bad. That's why I left New York City. I was alone. And I fainted on my Postmates guy because I was like so sick at that point. I had no idea what was going on. And I just remember fainting on my Postmates guy. And I was like, Mom, I think you need to come out here.
Oh my gosh, that's so scary.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, it's pretty frightening. And it's crazy because POTS is really common just with chronic illness. But, and then I think my last kind of diagnosis was, also just like parasites and mold. It's so mm-hmm. interesting how when you learn just illness in general, not even illness, because I feel like that makes it so extreme because this can happen to anyone. I feel like whenever I tell someone, they're like, wow, I feel so bad for you that you're dealing with all these things. And my answer is always just like, it can be anyone. It's just like a matter of a few wrong things going wrong at the same time, whether it's your immune system being kind of poor, whether you maybe have some genetic predispositions to things, like you don't detox like a normal person would. A lot of people have the MTHFR gene mutation, and it just means that you don't detox as well as the average person would. So maybe that coupled with taking too many antibiotics when you're a kid and you wipe your good bacteria, coupled with being in a really stressful environment. And then I got bit by a tick, but I really honestly think I got bit by a tick years and years ago, way before I got sick. And then I think I just had the perfect storm and I got sick. But yeah, ultimately, I think my last like diagnosis was the Lyme reached my heart, and it's called pericarditis when you have too much inflammation around your heart. But I don't know. I feel like sometimes when I say all those things, it sounds so scary, but it is. It's just like a mix of the wrong things all happening. And mm-hmm. in like a messed up way, it can happen to so many people just because we're exposed to so many toxins on a daily basis. And it's just like, okay, what is underlying, like underneath me, I have a genetic predisposition to certain things. So maybe mine were like really bad gut issues and maybe Lyme because I got bit a while ago. But maybe for someone else, if their perfect storm happens, it's diabetes or an autoimmune disease. And so that's why I think it's the daily maintenance. And that's why I think also why I've chosen to talk about it, because I wish I would have seen a TikTok of a 28-year-old girl looking at me when I was 22 being like, you can't just drink 24/7 and like go out and party and not sleep enough and not prioritize eating anti-inflammatory foods and running on caffeine because you think that that's going to make you better at your job. So I feel like that's why I've also just started to pass on some information.
What are some of the things that you have done and things that you have learned since you have started to become more aware of your health and wellness after your diagnosis? Like, what is the best advice you have and just things that are like non-negotiables that you've implemented into your daily routine for just like longevity and like overall like optimal health?
Yeah, I think living in a state where I'm actively trying to lower systemic inflammation, because we all have it, and inflammation is a good thing to some extent, but with our world nowadays, like, I don't think our liver and kidneys were expecting us to live in such a toxic world. Like, the food system in the US, everyone says they leave the US and their gut issues are gone. Like, it's for a reason. Like, we don't get the same nutrients from our food or even from our water. So I think I do a lot of things on a daily basis that help to lower that systemic inflammation, whether that's just like addressing deficiencies in my body. Most people are deficient in magnesium, so, or even just minerals in general. So I know you guys do this too, I think, but just adding Celtic sea salt to your water. It's like something so simple. And I think some of them, when I talk about them, I'm like, they just sound so dumb and like they can't actually change your body and your life, but they really do. So addressing deficiencies, I think, is a huge one. And like taking the right supplements, and then two, addressing toxins. I think detoxing has gotten such a bad rep with like detox teas and juice cleanses, but really like the scientific aspect of detoxing is just helping your body remove toxins. So whether that's things like going to the infrared sauna or just sweating, you don't have to do the expensive version of it, or going for walks to get your lymph moving or any type of movement. Or then there's the supplement aspect, like glutathione. It's our body's master detoxifier, and we can help our body by taking glutathione or doing injections of glutathione, and then supplements like NAC and ALA, because they increase our body's ability to make glutathione. So those have actually been huge in terms of my illness. I even think like it's kind of crazy because you know how everyone gets older and they're like, my hangovers get so bad. I literally think it's just because we have built up so many toxins. So then when we put alcohol into our body, we just can't detox it like we used to when we were 21. And so even like now, I used to, especially when I was really sick, like I couldn't have a sip of alcohol without just feeling like awful. And now that I've, even with my Lyme diagnosis and gut issues and all the things, like I can drink it normally and have no issues. And I think it's because I've helped my body detox so much. And so I think that's been a big thing. And then let's see, some other things I do on a daily basis, just gut health, like as much as I can, just eating anti-inflammatory foods. Some other foundational things are just like morning sunlight. Again, sounds so simple, but it really is just an aspect of regulating our circadian rhythm, which can make us feel so freaking good. Like energy, you sleep better, you feel more productive throughout the day. And then two other things I've really been working on are stress management, which we can get into later, and just like regulating our nervous system, and then blood sugar regulation as well, just because I think there are just things that impact us on a daily basis. And there's so many tools that we can implement on a daily basis that are free. And that can prevent illness down the road, but also just prevent feeling gross today, like the sugar cravings, the weight gain that doesn't really add up, or the brain fog, the depression, all the things. So I think it's just like managing some of these things on a daily basis.
I feel like blood sugar regulation is like one of the most important. I keep hearing stuff about that. I worked with a functional medicine doctor a few years ago, and I actually just did a couple of tests, like the Dutch test and the GI map test, because I had really bad acne. So I have a meeting with her next month, but she always talks about like blood sugar regulation and eating just like the way that you eat and making sure that you are having like balanced meals and eating regularly, like everything you're talking about. So I completely agree with that. What are some of your favorite and like go-to meals, like meal ideas for people listening that are anti-inflammatory, like easy things that people can make and cook and just like have on hand throughout the week to make sure that they're like eating right and all those things?
So of course, everyone's going to be different. And so if you're experiencing a lot of symptoms, like you're kind of at the point where you're like, all food just makes me feel gross, I always recommend an elimination diet for a time period, because there are so many foods that can be inflammatory just depending on your body. So those foods, I actually just did a TikTok on this and I don't think people were like that happy, but the foods are, it's a long list, like gluten, dairy, grains, corn, nightshades, legumes, nuts and seeds, eggs, and then inflammatory oils like canola oil, grapeseed oil, palm oil, just kind of the average oil you find in any packaged foods nowadays. But also when I say that, people are like, okay, what am I supposed to eat? And I'm not saying that eggs are inflammatory for everyone, but when you are in a state of having and experiencing symptoms, your gut specifically might not be able to manage eggs right now or gluten. It releases, I think it's called zonulin, which can actually be inflammatory for the gut. So it's things like that where it's just worth testing for a time period to see if it can make you feel better. But also I always like to say, don't go so long that with removing these foods that you then have food fears, because I know that that's such a real thing with girls who just are experiencing gut issues. They think they need to cut out everything. It's really just to speed up the healing process. And then you slowly, one by one, add these foods back in so you can figure out which are your inflammatory foods. Like for me, I know that dairy still breaks me out and I'm trying to reincorporate it again. And that gluten will just never make me feel good. Like immediately brings me into like all of my Lyme symptoms. But I think on average, like if you're doing that diet or you're just looking for meals, I know this like doesn't work well for everyone. I think a lot of people who deal with issues, this diet really does work well, but I eat a lot of animal-based protein and it just makes me feel so good. And it's like not sexy being like, oh, I'm waking up and having like chicken breasts for breakfast sometimes, but it just makes me feel good. And I think also as I've learned like the science behind the amino acids in protein and how it can help with detoxification and just builds muscle, and muscle is the foundation to like living a good, happy life. And it's the foundation so that your body can help manage your blood sugar too. So I really prioritize having like a high quality animal protein, even steak. I try and find like grass-fed steak or just like high quality chicken, ground turkey. I just get it from Whole Foods. It's like nothing fancy. And then I pair it with the main grain that I stick to is jasmine white rice. It's the easiest for the gut to digest. I love it. I cook it with coconut oil and it's like changes the taste completely. And it's so good. Like highly recommend like a whole tablespoon of coconut oil. And then I pair it with a veggie, just really any veggie, or I'll do a salad. I will say when your gut sucks, focus on cooked foods. Like they're just way easier to digest, which I think is hard because snacking like is not typically, you're like reaching for a cooked meal when you're snacking. But yeah, so I think some other things, Japanese sweet potato. I'm like on a Japanese, I have been for like a year. They're so easy to make, so good. So that's kind of my other like carb or starch that I reach for all the time. And then I just make the meals fun with spices and herbs. Like I think I used to think you just had to have a boring meal to make your gut happy, but that's just not the case. Just add some fun spices and you can enjoy your food.
I know. I feel like you can make like so many different meals just by changing up the spices. Like you could like Mexican one day, if you have like ground beef, ground chicken, ground turkey, whatever, or you can completely change it and make it more of like a stir fry vibe with different spices like ginger and stuff like that, which is really great. And what do you recommend for people who are on the go that if they say don't have time to like have a cooked meal, like snacks to bring while they're like going to work and to have with them during the day, so they're not like going super long without having food, because I know that's also really bad for your blood sugar.
Yep. For me, I will say, and I think I know there is science behind both sides, so you just kind of have to figure out what works for you, but whether that is having three meals a day, which I have just learned works so much better for my system, just for my motility, it allows my body to fully digest my meal from breakfast, and then by the time it goes to lunch, I feel so much better. But if I'm snacking all day, I just notice that my digestive system is really not happy. So I will say I do limit snacks. And like if I'm hungry, I'm going to eat. But I do. I just have like three full meals. Like my lunch is like the same as my dinner. It's a full meal. But sometimes I'm still hungry from lunch to dinner. And my go-to, have you guys ever had them? The Epic bars. It's literally just like,
no, I've never had them.
I literally haven't. I mean, it sounds so gross, but it's literally just like grass-fed beef. Or also Chomps. Have you guys had those?
Okay, I've heard of them. I have not had them before, just because I think I got really freaked out by like the thought of like a Slim Jim, which I know they're like different. Like they're
so different.
They're like so different. Yeah.
It's like the healthy version. But honestly, when I talk about it, I'm like, who am I? I'm telling someone to grab like a beef stick from the grocery store. But I swear they taste good. And it's just real ingredients, because most bars are just filled with so much sugar, so many inflammatory oils. And they just make you feel like gross after you have them. I mean, they taste so good, but they just don't make me feel good. And so I try and just reach for more like nutritious snacks, even like hummus and carrots or cucumber. But those bars really are my favorite. There are a few other bars that are good. I feel like you guys know a few good ones.
I sometimes like, which like I'm not a huge bar person, because I'm like you, I'd rather have a full meal.
Yeah, same.
I feel like when I am eating three full meals, I feel my best and I am satisfied until I eat again. But I like if I'm really in a crunch and I need something fast, I always have some Go Macro bars at my house. I just feel like they have really good ingredients.
Yep.
And I like those ones a lot. They have different flavors as well. And then I'm also really into having cottage cheese. Like, I know some people get really freaked out by it, but that's, like, one of my favorite. If I just need, like, protein, I'll have that, and I'll have, like, the Mary's crackers, which are very simple, and I'll have it with that. But I want to try those bars that you're talking about, because I saw someone else post that they had that with, like, grass-fed raw cheddar cheese. Like, they cut them up into, like, little bites and had it with cheese, which I feel like would be really good.
That's a good idea. The cottage cheese thing, I'm not going to lie. Like, I can't get on board. I simply cannot get on board. The concept, like, even in my Whole Foods haul, I bought it for the first time because I went to dinner. I don't know if you guys follow Paige. She's, like, cottage cheese queen on TikTok. And the benefits are amazing. It's just, like, high-quality protein with no gross ingredients. But I don't know why the concept, like, I bought it and I gave it away. I couldn't do it. But it is really healthy, great high in protein. So like you do you if it sounds good, and maybe I'll get around to it one day.
I know.
I used to love it when I was younger, but I'm afraid to eat it because like dairy hurts my stomach so bad.
Yeah, sometimes it hurts my stomach, but more so my skin is so sensitive that I'm like, yeah, I'm going to be willing to risk it for ice cream, but am I willing to risk it for cottage cheese? Probably not.
Yeah, I was like this past weekend I had cheese, and I'm not kidding you, all the last couple days, like today it's finally gone, but I had like, it's not even breakouts, just my skin gets like clogged and it shows up here and it shows up right in the center of my forehead, but now it's completely gone and it went away, but it's literally because I had things that had cheese in it and stuff.
I feel the same way sometimes. Also, the weirdest thing, the last thing I'm going to say about cheese, because I cut out dairy for a while for my skin, and I've like slowly tried to incorporate it back in, which I don't eat it a lot. And I try to like have really good quality dairy when I am having it. But if I do have something that is just like a poor quality dairy, it makes my face feel flushed and hot.
Yes.
And I don't know what it is, but I had it the other night and all of a sudden my face just like felt so flushed on my cheeks.
My throat feels like it's like closing up almost.
Oh, you're like closing. Really?
not like closing. Like I just like, I have like a peanut allergy and it's like, I'm like, but it's, I feel like it gets like inflamed and you know, that feeling when you eat something too acidic where it kind of like hurts the roof of your mouth and like you get very like phlegmy in your throat.
Yeah.
Like that's what happens to me when I eat like really, really, really bad quality dairy. But I notice that when I eat like good quality, it's not as bad. And I honestly don't get as bloated, but it's only really when it's bad.
Yeah. No, I agree. I think dairy is such an amazing food for people who have a gut that can withstand it. So that's why when I say that it's an inflammatory food, it's only inflammatory if you specifically are allergic, which Emma, you potentially might be.
I know.
But otherwise I'm like, just remove it during the time period when you're really struggling to like speed up the healing process and then add back in. Like, I really wish I could do whole milk. Like it's,
oh, I know.
Like the average whole milk compared to the average almond milk on the market, it's like the whole milk is healthier for you. But I think almond milk has just gotten this like rep that it's healthy, that people will reach for it, but really it's filled with like gums and oils, unless you're buying the $20 almond milk, which I do, but still.
Yeah, it is wicked expensive for like when you're buying like the Malk or Three Trees.
It's like a small carton too compared to like the big ones.
It's so small. It's like $9.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, they make it really hard.
Yeah, they do. Also, what are some of your favorite ways to just de-stress and like your go-to things to make sure that you're just like living a very like calm life?
Yeah. Okay, so honestly, I think this comes down to just nervous system regulation, which I think is like a daily maintenance thing. I relate it to hygiene. Just as we shower daily and brush our teeth and like do all those things, we should be doing nervous system regulation, just because it's all about managing our cortisol, which cortisol is a stress hormone. So that fully impacts, if our cortisol is too high, it's a stress hormone. So it's going to lead to hormonal imbalance. And we all know that hormone imbalance can lead to anything, whether that's like unexplained weight gain or just energy, brain fog, just truly every symptom, acne, loss of your period. It really is just about the daily things that we can do to lower our cortisol. And I feel like people know the basic ones like breath work, yoga, meditation, going for a daily walk, like don't be on your phone right when you wake up. But there have been some tools that I've been learning and I've been doing them like every day. And they have been just like a game changer, because you can actively, I feel like my anxiety has been really bad this week. And when I do them, you can actively, like you'll start creating saliva in your mouth. It's because your vagus nerve gets stimulated. And so you like start secreting digestive juices, which is good because when you're in fight or flight mode, you don't secrete those digestive juices. So when you're eating and you're stressed, you're not digesting your food, aka then you're not going to the bathroom for a few days or something. When we are in fight or flight, our body is not doing the things that it should be doing. It's not balancing our hormones. It's not digesting our food. And so a few tools that I've been doing, and they sound so weird, but I swear it's within seconds you will see your body calming down. Like you'll even start to yawn. But one is ear pulling, which just sounds so weird. Like I'm literally in my car every day, like pulling my ears, but it actively, like scientifically, will stimulate your vagus nerve and get you into rest and digest mode. So you just
pulling them.
Yeah. So you pull down on your earlobe just for like 10 seconds and you just breathe while you do it. And then you pull on this side to like the right and to the left for 10 seconds. And then you pull up for 10 seconds. And when I say like within 30 to 45 seconds, like my body is calming down. I'm yawning. I'm like, you know, when you like take a nap and you drool, it's because your body's really in rest or digest. Like that can start to happen. It's really crazy. So I feel like there are so many tools where it's like, okay, go to the infrared sauna or even cold plunges and stuff like that. But it's like, okay, that takes a lot of work sometimes. And when my anxiety is high or my mood is not doing well, like I just need something that I can do from my couch. And so that is a big one. And then another one is humming. So if you just breathe in through your nose and then on the release, you just fully like hum, like as I'm not going to do it, but you just you just like hum out for like as long as your release is, and you just continue to do that, breathe in through your nose and then hum out. It's like your whole body will begin to like vibrate. So in that sound and the vibrations actually can stimulate your vagus nerve. So I like those two. And then legs up the wall. Those are like my three easy. Mm-hmm. I don't have to do that much work, but I'm still doing something for my health. You know,
I love the legs up the wall.
I love that.
Also, yeah. I used to go to a yoga class with my mom, like when I was little, and they would do the humming technique after the class, and everyone would hum together. And it's like, it's crazy how relaxed you feel after.
Yep. They make you do like the om with your mouth shut.
Yeah.
No, that's literally where it's from. They do it. And honestly, also like I will talk about this brand until I die, but the Open app has like changed my life, especially if you're in LA. Guys, when you're in LA, we need to go to an Open breathwork session, because I have never had something like really, really change my life that much. It's really, really wild. So I highly recommend doing the app too. It's just their instructors are amazing, and they'll do a lot of different like nervous system regulation things too. Like I learned the humming from them, or even another one is sensory awareness. Just like, okay, like, or even coming back to your five senses, like, okay, you're stressed. Just take a second and take a few deep breaths and be like, what am I seeing? What am I hearing? What am I touching? What am I smelling? And just that can like bring you into your own body. But yeah, I do one of those. I try and do the app as much as I can. It's just freaking life-changing.
I'm going to try it. Do you do any like meditations or anything in the morning? Or do you just typically use that app, the Open app?
I use that app, but I try and do it because I honestly notice the best benefits when I'm laying down versus like sitting. Sometimes I'll do it when I'm on a walk just because like we're busy girls. We got things to do. But the best is when you're laying down. So either I do it like right when I wake up and I'm still horizontal in bed. It takes 2 minutes and can change your entire mood. Mm-hmm. Or throughout the day, like middle of the day, I will literally, my boyfriend does this all the time too. It's like really cute. I'll call him and he's like doing my Open meditation, and he's just like laying on his yoga mat in the middle of the room. And just like, it's, they recommend in the class to not have something behind your head. And it's interesting. I do notice like the benefits are just so much better when I'm fully laying down. So like on a flat surface and no headrest.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Try your breath work next time. Just like on the floor on a yoga mat instead of just like sitting. I don't know. I just find like I get such better breaths. I don't know.
We've talked a lot about, I feel like, a lot of different ways to like reduce stress and just like more like health and wellness type things. But I did want to talk about, since you are very into health, I want to talk about products. Because I feel like products are very important, because your skin is your largest organ, and just like the products that you use, and even like cleaning products that you use in your house, like what are your go-tos for like makeup, cleaning products, beauty products, stuff like that? Because I know like so many things out there can have like toxic ingredients. Like, so I'm just curious to hear like, what is your routine?
Yeah. Okay, so in terms of products, I think the biggest ones are like cleaning supplies. I think you guys use Branch Basics. I'm obsessed with it.
I love Branch Basics.
Yeah.
It's my favorite. It actually works, which is something that, I feel like is hard when it comes to like clean products. Like some of them like don't do that good of a job, but Branch Basics is so good.
It's so good. It's worth the hype. And I've even tried like a few other home cleaning ones, and that one is just my favorite. I also think with this, it's a little bit different, but an air purifier is like, I recommend it to everyone. It's just, you're in your home, if you're like me, probably too often. And it's, you gotta be consuming clean air, and make sure you find one with a HEPA air filter. That's kind of like the main thing I would say to look. I use Air Doctor, which I love.
I know they can be expensive. So just if you are trying to find a lower price point, find one with a HEPA air filter still. And same with like your vacuums and stuff like that. I think most of them are. I don't know. So those I really, really like. And then some other products. Okay, so for skin, I'm not going to lie. I'm not perfect. There are some makeup products that I will not give up. My Giorgio Armani Luminous Silk Foundation.
Oh, like, me too. I'm the same way.
Like, I can't give up makeup.
But the Giorgio Armani Luminous Silk is non-pore clogging. Yes. So it's good if you have acne-prone skin. I like prioritize. I will not lie. Like I do so many non-toxic things in my life and like hair products. I will do fully non-toxic. I use a Vegamore shampoo and conditioner. I freaking love it. I use Living Proof dry shampoo and like texture spray and foam. Love those. But I'm just like with my skin, I'm like really picky because I break out. So
yeah,
I don't like to try new products that often. And I stick to like the non-pore clogging ones really. So like on my face, I will use, and I honestly want to make the switch like eventually, but I mean, I think we all know like breaking out can ruin my mood. And I've gone through just phases where like my skin was so bad that I did not want to leave the house. And so really it is a priority of mine to just find like products that are non-pore clogging. So
me too.
The Dior concealer. Have you guys used that?
No, I've never tried that one.
I actually use that on like a daily basis instead of like a full foundation just to cover my like acne pigmentation, and it's not pore clogging. So then pretty much everything from there. Yeah, it's really, really good. I really like it. But then from there, because that's like my base layer, I feel okay just using kind of whatever else I want. Mm-hmm. And so I stick to non-toxic products. I really love Tower 28 blush.
I love Power Hour.
The Power Hour and the Magic Hour, I think, are the two. They're so good. The Kosas Concealer, I haven't found better. I use that one for my under eyes. And the Kosas, like, setting powder, I think it is. I love that, and I use that religiously. And honestly, like, for my makeup and Merit Beauty. I love Merit Beauty. I recently started using their bronzer, but really my makeup is just, like, concealer, blush, and overline my lips and go today.
I know, keeping it simple. But those are really great products, and I'm going to try the Dior concealer.
Hi guys, just taking a quick break from the show to hear from our sponsors today at Ritual. Sometimes your gut gives you the wrong advice and tells you to call someone you shouldn't or skip your workout day. Unfortunately, Symbiotic Plus can't help you with that, but if we're talking about digestion, Ritual has your back. They made this 3-in-1 clinically studied prebiotic, probiotic, and postbiotic to support a balanced gut microbiome. Having stomach pain and feeling bloated out of nowhere when I'm supposed to be getting ready for dinner with friends is one of the worst feelings ever. It immediately ruins my night. I hate having to cancel plans because of an upset stomach, but luckily Ritual created Symbiotic Plus with that exact situation in mind. Adding a postbiotic to your routine is so beneficial because it provides fuel to the cells that make up your gut lining and supports a healthy gut barrier. It's really a win-win. Plus, it's all packed into one tiny mint-flavored capsule with no refrigeration needed. I love how easy it is to just put this in my bag when I'm heading out for the day or take it on the plane when I'm leaving for a trip. It's made to be so convenient for people on the go. Symbiotic Plus and Ritual are here to celebrate, not hide your insides. It's time to listen to your gut. Ritual is offering my listeners 30% off during your first month. Visit ritual.com/loveyoubye to start or add Symbiotic Plus to your subscription today.
I have a question. Because we've talked about so many like little things like that help with stress and like little things that you like in your daily routines. But what is your like in-depth morning routine from when you like open your eyes to what you eat, what you drink in the morning, like literally everything you do until you're like ready for the day?
I wake up, and if I'm feeling like bougie, I will wake up to my lofty lamp, which it will like emulate sunrise through the lamp. Honestly, I'm obsessed with it. I use it more at night because it has red light, and not even just for the health benefits, but just the vibe of it. Like, it just makes me so happy. So I will wake up to that.
I realistically, I will grab my phone. Like, it just, it happens. I don't love it, but sometimes I'll scroll. I try not to. And then I wake up and I have breakfast pretty much immediately, which was hard for a while because I used to wake up and not be hungry, which is actually a sign that your cortisol is too high. So start implementing some of the ways to lower cortisol. But I wake up and I have breakfast and my coffee because I need coffee, but I try not to have coffee on an empty stomach because your cortisol is already highest when you wake up. So if you just inject caffeine on top of that on an empty stomach, it just shoots it through the roof. And I don't know if I said this before, but when your cortisol is too high for a prolonged period of time, it actually can lead to adrenal fatigue, which is when your cortisol is just so low. And that's when I think it becomes more of a chronic issue, like the weight gain, just literally zero energy to do anything, rather than some of the other symptoms when your cortisol is high, when you just kind of feel like in fight or flight and stress 24/7. So I wake up and I have my breakfast and coffee. Breakfast this morning was two chicken sausage link things from like Applegate from Whole Foods.
I love those. I had those for lunch.
They're so good.
They're so good.
It's like so easy. You literally just have to put it on a skillet for 6 minutes or something. And It's in two of them, I think it's 26 grams of protein, which is crazy.
Wow.
That's amazing. Yeah.
And then I just sauteed like a huge handful of spinach with it too. And I did a side of blueberries with that. And then my coffee, I have a Breville. So I just use bulletproof coffee. Highly recommend finding like a mold-free one that's been cleared for toxins. I use the Mentalist one from them. I don't know. It's my favorite. I don't know if I've tried any of the other ones, but it's good. And then I add collagen to that and I add fiber to help with digestion.
What brands do you use?
Honestly, I mix up my collagen a lot. Recently, I am literally just about to finish the Marine Further Food collagen. And then the fiber, I think it's called Sun Fiber. And it just really helps with regulating digestion, but make sure that you start small, especially if you have gut issues. I think like a lot of us will lean away from fiber foods because they're harder to digest, but it really is key also to having a good digestive system. So you have to just find the right balance with it. And then I sit and I will do emails for a little bit. And I do this like routine pretty much every day. It's under the acronym TIME, but T is for thankfulness. I got this actually from Jay Shetty, so I'm not going to take full accountability, but T is for thankfulness. And sometimes if I'm feeling like really into it, I'll like write in my journal. But honestly, I'm like, well, I don't need to pick up a journal to like write what I'm thankful for. I just actually like sit there and think in my head, okay, what am I thankful for today? Because I think even when I would use the journal, I would just like do it to check it off my list. Mm-hmm. And now I'm like, okay, like hand to heart, what am I thankful for? And just that can put you in a better mood. And then I is insight. I try and either read a book or like read article online or listen to a podcast. I live alone, so I'm like trying to consume the space with noise 24/7. So I have podcasts on all of the time. And then M is meditation. So I will usually do my open like right when I wake up or kind of just like somewhere in that morning time. And then E is exercise. I need to cancel my Equinox membership because I have not gone in over 3 months because I'm addicted to Form, the Sammy Clark subscription. It has everything you could possibly need in 30 minutes. And sometimes, like, I feel better doing a 30-minute workout versus an hour. Like, even my body feels better. I feel like I look better and everything. So I'm just I stick to that.
I love that. And you can do it from anywhere, too, which is nice.
I know.
Exactly.
I love doing at-home workouts because you can, like, do them at home and it's not, I don't know, long, like, really long, crazy workouts, like, at the gym or, like, at workout classes where the music loud, like, that stresses me out. And I feel like doing it at home when it's, like, 30 minutes, you, like, and it's, her workouts aren't they, like, Pilates-based almost or, like, very.
So she has everything. She actually started with mainly strength. And then I think she, like, adapted because she was going through some things where she was leaning towards more lower impact workouts. But even her strength ones, like, they feel it's not just, like, crazy hit. And I don't know.
Yeah,
She has a good mix of strength and Pilates and then combines them. So I feel like it's just, like, best of both worlds. You get everything you need in
one little platform.
Wow.
Yeah.
I'm going to try it out. I love that. Oh my God.
No, I want to try her.
This has been such a great episode and we've like talked about so much. There's like so many things that I'm going to like take with me. I loved it. And yeah, thank you all so much for tuning in. And thank you so much, Claire, for coming on the podcast. You did such a great job for your first podcast. I'm so excited for this episode to come out. I feel like there's so many amazing tools and things that people are going to be able to take away that I feel like are so beneficial. And I just really loved this episode. I feel like it's one of my favorites so far.
Oh, that makes me so, so happy.
Let everybody know where they can find you, like your social medias and all of that.
Yes. My Instagram is The Well Pursuit. I do want to change it to my TikTok handle, but my TikTok handle is claire.elis. And yeah.
And thank you guys so much for tuning in. Make sure to subscribe and listen on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your shows. And we will see you guys next week.
Love you.
Love you. Bye.